Okay, yes, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And so much of our show over the past few weeks, it is focused on college football. But right now, we're going to change things up a bit. We're going to talk some college basketball, specifically in the Big 12 Conference. Tonight, we will shine the spotlight on the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Last season, would Tubby Smith's debut at Texas Tech. This year, I would say it also has a start-over kind of a feel to it, as the Red Raiders, they lost four seniors and two transferred. But regardless, Texas Tech, they are off to a terrific start. They are 6-1, and it's a 6-1 start for just the 17th time in program history. Always an honor to have back with us on our show, and that is Texas Tech head coach Tubby Smith. He is joining us on the Stuart Cadillac guest line, Real People, Real Value, Real Simple, and by SCORE Athletes Network. There is no off-season at SCORE at score.com. Good evening, Tubby. It's nice to have you with us on this Friday night.
Good to be with you.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Well, before we get the pulse on your Red Raiders, I must share with our audience that you gave us a bit of a fright in the preseason. You rode into the arena on a motorcycle, and you crashed on the court, a little Evel Knievel. Tubby, what in the world were you thinking?
That wasn't me. That was a double. That was a sit-in or a stand-in for me. Okay, let's correct that. No.
Was that your evil
twin?
You
have these stunts that people come in, and that was all part of the act. You didn't realize that?
Oh, my gosh. No, I did not, and I understand that.
Well, when I went down, see, but I missed my line when I jumped up. I was supposed to holler, Wreck'em Tech. I did, but...
Well, and you, I guess there was a tweet that went out that the first thing that you said in your reaction in that spill was you were worried that you scratched the court. Is that true?
Yes, and I did. It wasn't good. You know, I've ridden on motorcycles before. And I tell you what, and my wife Donna said, don't be out there trying to show off and try to speed up. And just as I hit the brake too hard, and it was a big holly, and I just kind of turned over. I was dressed as John Shaft. I was supposed to be, and that leather coat.
I saw that.
It all the way down to my ankles, and it got, I couldn't get my leg across the bike. Those types of things, it was just a heavy bike, and I couldn't hold it up, to be honest with you.
Oh, Tubby. Well, it certainly was a memorable midnight madness, no doubt about that. So let's move ahead here quickly. As I mentioned, the Open. Okay, so Texas Tech, they are continuing this rebuilding phase, and this year the Red Raiders have seven newcomers, which include, five true freshmen. Tell me, Coach, what are your expectations for this season?
Well, we've gotten off to a good start, but we've put together a schedule that gave us this opportunity to really play against competition that will help us play our young guys and help them grow up. And I think I've been very impressed with Norris Odiasi and, Justin Gray, Zach Smith, three freshmen that are starting for us. They're really doing a fantastic job. But we're sort of ahead of schedule as far as our freshman development. But I'm still really concerned because we're going to play this league is awfully tough. Whenever you get into the Big 12 or any major conference games, it's going to be tough. So we know we have to improve on some areas, but I like the direction we're heading.
Tubby, with a bevy of newcomers, what is the biggest challenge for you as a head coach to get this team to blend and to bond? As we're talking about seven newcomers, I mean, that's quite a bit.
Well, it's the good thing about it is it's really – probably it's never easy, but these guys are so coachable and so willing to listen. It's unlike taking over a program where earlier last year where I was their fourth coach in 4 years, and so these guys were looking around saying, can he really help us? Is he really going to turn the program around? Not only were the players in the program, but they were a little bit disillusion. You come to college, all of a sudden you come in, a certain coach recruits you, and you're no longer there. There's all kinds of issues in the program. So people are just insecure, players, and so are the fan base. Is Coach Smith going to be able to do what we hope he can do, and that's to bring some excitement, inject some enthusiasm. And so we've done it before in programs, and we know what it takes, reaching out to the community and really selling your style, and most of all, find a way to win. And last year, I think we captivated our fan base with the how hard we played. You know, we're in just about every game, especially at home, a couple close losses. So that excitement has carried over into this season.
We are so glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. We are zeroing in on the Big 12 Conference, specifically the Texas Tech Red Raiders with their head coach, Tubby Smith. And you were talking about the turnover that has transpired over the past few years with your program. What is the key, Tubby, to building continuity and consistency within a program and having that base?
Well, I think, as I said before, you have to have a system and a philosophy that you know, that you can share and you can promote, you know, administration can promote an image. And that's, you know, if I learned anything in this business, perception, you know, people. And so you have to have good kids. You have to represent your program the right way. So mm-hmm. when they go out in the community, people are going to be pleased with how they conduct themselves. And so they go on to support them. You know, fans, we've got a captive audience here in Lubbock, you know, called the Hub City. We're here, and we have 35,000 students, and we have about 245,000 people in this region. So we, you know, so it's, and there, and it's, let's face it, it's Texas Tech University, and it's, there's nothing, you know, else really out here to support. It's not like you're in Dallas or in Minneapolis where there's, you know, pro teams and that type. So, but if you can get people to do that, and you have a philosophy that your fans, your players, your administration, and your coaching staff are comfortable with teaching and those things. Then you have to schedule. You have to schedule things the right way so you can build a winning atmosphere and a winning program. So then you don't want to. And Frank McGuire told me, so you want to win too many too soon, Tubby. And so last year, that's what we did. We didn't win enough. You know, uh-huh. We could have very easily won 18 games and won 18-14, so I think all that helps.
You know, Tubby, you were saying that you're a bit ahead of schedule right now, but being 6-1, what are you most satisfied with on how the season has gone so far?
As I mentioned before, I mentioned three freshmen, and well, the seven newcomers have been a real, you know, they've been, I can't commend my staff, coaching staff, enough for the great job they did in identifying these young men. You know, Alvin Poole Williamson, who played for me at Tulsa, was on a couple of those great teams.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So those, he understands what we're looking for, and he did a fantastic job. And Joe Esposito has been with me for 7 years. You know, Vince Taylor, my staff have done Saul Smith, they've done a great job in telling parents, coaches, when we go to these high schools or junior colleges, I think we have a pretty good reputation that we're going to graduate our players. They're going to get better. They're going to play in a good program. And they're going to, and those types of things help sell and help us recruit. So it's all about recruiting. And that's the most important thing, is that these young players that we have brought in, and that's not to take anything away from our veteran players. Certainly Clark Lambert, Luke Adams, Alex Foster, you know, these guys have stepped up. Aaron Ross, you know, they've done a fantastic job of really stepping up and helping us bridge this gap. You know, Todrick Gocher had an outstanding game last night. So those things are helping.
Tubby Smith is one of the true legends in college basketball. 22 years as a head coach with experience, of course, won a national championship with Kentucky in the 97-98 season. 4 Elite Eight appearances, of course, is the head coach at Texas Tech. It's such a pleasure to have Tubby Smith along with us. And when we break down the Big 12 Conference, there is so much depth. And I have to ask you, in terms of the personality, the disposition with your team, I mean, when the chips are down, is this a team that collectively can come together?
I think so. We've done it a couple of times already this year. You know, in the Air Force game, we were down 19 points in the second half and had to come back and were able to pull it out at the end. Auburn took the lead against us. We were able to pull it back and get that win. And I hate to, you know, last year we would have, you know, we lost those close games. We lost 4 games where we had the lead in the last few seconds or just needed a stop to win the game, but that's what character, and that's how you build winners. You know, you've got to go through these experiences, whether they're wins or losses, and learn from them. And this group, I think, has shown a lot of heart and shown a lot of determination, and that they can, you know, they can sustain it, they can handle the pressure of being ahead or behind. Big 12 is one that we have to, we know that the competition is going to get a lot stiffer once we kick off the season in January.
Okay, so heading into this season, you lost, what, four of your top five scorers. Who has emerged in terms of, with the offensive production, who is that go-to guy?
Well, you know, Devontae Williams, who's a junior college transfer, is leading us in scoring, and he's really stepping up. He's leading the Big 12 in three-point shooting, shooting over 60%. Norris Odiasse is, and Zach Smith are both our leading rebounders, and they're freshmen starting in the front court. You don't see that very often. Two freshmen, one starting at center, one starting the power forward spot.
Right.
So that's a big. And then the leadership that Rob Turner has shown is, because he is as tough as any player I think I've coached. He's just a hard-nosed, tough kid. He's not shooting it well right now, but he's getting better.
Hey, Tubby Smith has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're getting ready to wrap up our interview. Just quickly, give us a hit. We were talking about the depth within the Big 12 conference play. How has your non-conference schedule prepared you for Big 12 conference play? Because you did face a team out of the SEC in LSU, and you almost won.
Yes. Well, we had the game won. It was a great, and they went out and beat West Virginia. So we have something to measure ourselves by.
Okay.
They went into LSU went into Morganton and beat West Virginia, and we were up four with 35 seconds to go in the game, turned it over twice, and finally ended up losing in overtime. But that's those things happen. We think that we've got a team that can compete with anybody, most teams in the country. But we've got to start finding a way to beat other teams from major conferences.
The great Tubby Smith has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Good luck the remainder of the way and in Big 12 conference play. And Tubby, we look forward to catching up with you again real soon. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Lisa.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR.